In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump has walked out of the Vietnam summit with North Korea without an agreement. After months of anticipation and days of positive forecasts for a deal with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the talks collapsed within hours. Here is Trump explaining to reporters what happened.
It was about the sanctions.
Will there be a third summit, Mr. President?
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that. They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that. So we continue to work, and we'll see, but we had to walk away from that particular suggestion. We had to walk away from that.
Will all the sanctions that are currently in existence remain, sir?
They're in place. You know, I was watching, as a lot of you folks over the weeks have said, we've given up. We haven't given up anything. And frankly, I think we'll end up being very good friends with Chairman Kim and with North Korea, and I think they have tremendous potential. I've been telling everybody, they have tremendous potential, unbelievable potential. But we're going to see. But it was about sanctions. I mean, they wanted sanctions lifted, but they weren't willing to do an area that we wanted. They were willing to give us areas, but not the ones.
That's Trump on Thursday in Hanoi explaining why talks with North Korea have failed. South Korea was deeply disappointed, with a spokesperson for President Moon Jae-in saying, quote, "It is regrettable that they could not reach a complete agreement, but it also seems clear that both sides have made more significant progress than ever." In other news, the public testimony by Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen on Wednesday has made continuous headlines. After calling his former client a racist, a con man, and a cheat, Cohen faced hours of grilling by Republican and Democratic Congress members. But perhaps the most tense moment came between two lawmakers when Michigan's Rashida Tlaib confronted Republican Mark Meadows over his decision to invite a black female associate of the president as proof that Trump is not a racist.
"Just because someone has a person of color, a black person working for them, does not mean they aren't racist. And it is insensitive that some would even say it's the fact that someone would actually use a prop, a black woman, in this chamber, in this committee, is alone racist in itself. Donald Trump is setting
Mr.
the president.
Chairman, I ask that her words
Donald
be
Trump
taken
is setting
down.
The president. I reclaim my time.
Mr.
Donald
Chairman,
Trump is setting a president.
Mr. Chairman,
the highest office can be attained.
Mr. Chairman, the rules are clear.
Activity. Cover up and hold on to business assets to break campaign finance laws and constitutional clauses.
I ask that her words, when she's referring to an individual member of this body, be taken down and stricken from the record. I'm sure she didn't intend to do this. But if anyone knows my record as it relates..."
Chairman, I would like to...
Hold on.
I want the words read
no, no,
back.
No.
We want to know exactly
no,
what she said
me.
About a colleague.
Excuse me. Would you like to rephrase that statement, Ms. Tlaib?
"Just to make a note, Mr. Chairman, that just because someone has a person of color, a black person working for them, does not mean they are racist. And it is insensitive that someone would even say it is racist in itself, and to use a black woman as a prop to prove it otherwise. And I can submit this for the record. If a colleague is thinking that that's what I'm saying, I'm just saying that's what I believe to have happened. And if, as a person of color in this committee, that's how I felt at that moment, and I wanted to express that. But I am not calling the gentleman, Mr. Meadows, a racist for doing so. I'm saying that in itself, it is a racist act."
"Well, there's nothing more personal to me than my relationship. My nieces and nephews are people of color."
And that's a tense exchange between Rashida Tlaib and Mark Meadows on Wednesday during Michael Cohen's hearing. Before Tlaib, two other Democrats, both black women, had also raised the same issue, Brenda Lawrence and Ayanna Pressley. Since Meadows' outburst, two videos have surfaced of him in 2012 addressing an audience saying about then-President Barack Obama, "We're going to send him back to Kenya or wherever." Here are both clips back to back.
"We won't have to worry about it. You know what? We'll send him back home to Kenya or wherever it is. We'll send him back home."
"And 2012 is the time that we're going to send Mr. Obama home to Kenya or wherever it is. We're going to do it."
Those are both videos of Representative Mark Meadows in 2012. In other news, the House passed a major piece of legislation on gun control on Wednesday that would mandate federal criminal background checks on all gun sales, including on those sold privately. It is the first of two bills that are considered the most important gun control bills in decades. The vote on the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019 passed 240-190, with 8 Republicans voting on the side of Democrats, and 2 Democrats joining their Republican colleagues in opposition. On Thursday, there will be a vote on a second bill intended to close what is called the Charleston loophole, where gun buyers can have their weapons before completing their background checks. Dylan Roof, the mass murderer of South Carolina, bought a gun in spite of drug charges against him, which he used to kill 9 black churchgoers. In other news, a political consultant who was at the center of a major vote fraud scandal in North Carolina has been arrested. A grand jury has charged L. McRae Dowless Jr. with a number of felonies related to an election. Dowless is at the center of the scandal over the November 2018 election race between Republican Mark Harris, who hired him, and Democrat Dan McCready. But his charges center around an earlier election that he was involved in, a primary race from 2016, also in North Carolina. The 2018 election is still under investigation, but Dowless is likely to face additional charges for that race. His case is a stark example of Republican hypocrisy over voter fraud. In international news, Pakistan has agreed to release an Indian pilot that it had captured in the latest chapter of a tense standoff between 2 nuclear-armed states. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan said, quote, "In our desire of peace, I announce that tomorrow, and as a first step to open negotiations, Pakistan will be releasing the Indian Air Force officer in our custody." A series of retaliatory strikes centered on the embattled Indian state of Kashmir had brought both nations to the brink of war in recent days. Mr. Khan's gesture appears to be a face-saving one that observers hope will result in calm. And finally, a new United Nations report accuses Israel of committing crimes against humanity in 2018 during protests by Palestinians in Gaza. Mr. Santiago Canton, the chair of the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry on the issue, released a statement saying, "Israeli soldiers committed violations of international human rights and humanitarian law. Some of those violations may constitute war crimes or crimes against humanity." According to the report, more than 6,000 unarmed demonstrators were shot by military snipers week after week at the protest sites. Additionally, the commission found reasonable grounds to believe that Israeli snipers shot at journalists, health workers, children, and persons with disabilities, knowing they were clearly recognizable as such. Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, responded that the report was, quote, "false and biased." And that does it for our headlines today. We'll be back in just a moment.